naturally that gets his godly rights. Rambam says, writes the Ger, so it's like you know how you write the Ger. So the Ger is miracle, give away the Ger. And she received the Ger, she meant well, and then she remarried, and then when she remarried, so her father, instead of being, you know, a cantor in big conservative temple, but you know, the trend has been in the last 30 years to become more and more from. Everybody is becoming more and more from. So her father, so also became more and more from. So instead, by the time his daughter got married the second time, so he was already the cantor, not in a conservative temple, but in a traditional temple. In a traditional temple, he morphed. So then the traditional rabbi was also a well-known traditional rabbi. So at the time of the wedding, so he saw the license that she is in divorcee. So he asked for the divorce. So the college showed him the tour that was signed by the conservative president, the Jewish president, you know, who everybody knew in Chicago is Machal Shabbos. So, I mean, it was driving the car on Shabbos, everybody knew that. I mean, there was no doubt about it. So he says, that's fine. Anyway, he married them up, and then she had two boys, wonderful boys, to the second marriage. Now she had a brother who studied in Jews and Sakhamad, I'm not mentioning names, several years, a wonderful boy, he's a mentor, and now he's a lawyer in Chicago. And then, so, it's a whole complicated story. Anyway, that boy married a girl, a Baal Shtubet, so, the girl told him that she almost had a problem because her mother was married once, and then she got divorced, and she had a conservative debt, and then she became engaged to another fellow, and then they decided on the day of the wedding, and they sent out invitations. So then one of the friends of her father so came to the house and he says, Mazel Tov, I received the invitation, but do you know, he said to the mother of that girl, he said, do you know that if you ever decide to settle in Israel, then your children will have a problem getting married. Because if you have children, if you're married, he said, what's wrong? So he said, because you had the get that was executed by conservative rabbinate, and the rabbinate in Israel will never recognize it. And if you have children, so they'll be declared as mamzerim, so they won't even be able to get married. So, we have plans to settle in Israel. So of course, I intend to go to Israel. In 2 years after birth. So he said, so then we have to get another guest. So the college, the invitations were sent out already. So the girl started to cry. She's not going to get married. She has to get another guest, an Orthodox guest. So they canceled the wedding. And then they went to Rabbi Shalom, and he was inside another day, and then they set another day for the wedding, and then she got married. So the fiancé, that boy studied in Shiva's Hachon for a number of years, told the story to her fiancé, isn't this? So then the boy came and told the story, the whole
the sister said,
well, something like that happened, but I wasn't so lucky, because I had the conservative get, and then I remarried, and the traditional rabbi teaches me the wedding, and he says it's all right, and I have two children. You mean that they'll have a problem? So, the child is a believer. So I came about. I became involved anyway. Anyway, I came up with this, about everything, about wedding. It turned out that of course, the get that was handled by the head of the conservative Belgium was bottom of the rice. It was no get. First of all, it was written by Mumer, by his friend Mumer, and then the evening were the other two members of the Bestie, who were also by the Karanschatz. So maybe the get was no get in any way. But I arranged, that this woman should get another get from the first husband. And Baruch Hashem. I mean, the first husband is a very nice fellow. He cooperated. He gave her another get. And then I wrote to Chube not to respect to her being able to get married. That I wouldn't be mad at. I mean, but in respect to the children, that they're not manzeli, because I found out that all those who were present at the wedding were either praying or mechaleshah. There wasn't a single person who was not correct. The father of the woman, he was not mechaleshah. He was a cantor in conservative temple, but he was not mechaleshah. But he's a father, he's a caller, he's supposed to lead us anyway. And then the other aid was, the two aiding consisted of the father and the big rabbi himself. So this was what the train. But maybe there were other aiding who were able to observe. So first of all, they showed me pictures of the wedding. The chosn and the kale and all the parents were giants, I mean, and the chosn and the kale were standing with the back toward the audience, so they couldn't even, they were flanked, you know, by the members of the family, they were all very, very tall. I mean, I saw it on the pictures, so they couldn't have seen. And even if someone, I thought, maybe in the course of the ceremony, two guests decided to stand up and go up, you know, to the podium, you know, and see the ceremony. But I found out, I found out that there were no observing Jews, no Shulchan Shabbos. You know, no Shulchan Shabbos, and it was very lucky, I mean. So I was not here, the children, to be what they call, and also the woman, that she should stay married to the second husband. She should not divorce her on the basis of Shimsha Sulaim Baal Kasulaim. So I had a problem of that, and I had another problem also. So I mean, you don't know, I mean, the heaven that goes on to it. It goes on to it. This is something, I mean, such a heaven, yes. Why
was
supposed to
have
not
been
born
in the first
place? What is she to get? Because the head of the conservative Besdin Paskin, the Chinese get. Because he assumed that the marriage is invalid marriage. So some relation is get. But the get is, his get is not get, well, that is the
question.
I understand. The condition of the
what? The condition of the condition, so why did you ask them to get to New York?
I didn't say why the second year? Because there is a shittus of shame. There is a shittus of shame that whenever a man leaves a woman, his husband and wife, a common law wife, so he say, hey may yichu, hey may you be here. So mele is becoming the beer, so mele she needs to get. Even though most of shame achili can get, but the shumchina is a shish, so we don't rely on Rav Tosfos. That's why I urge them, and I myself, I mean, was very much instrumental, I mean, in prevailing through the help of another wife who knew the husband, so that the husband agreed to give another gift. Yes? So in respect to the Mishal Shishish, we have to be machmir for the Miyot HaPaskim. But in respect to the Isa of the Rebbe Mamzer of the Kalashen, that so we don't fully rely on Rav Paskim. That's the truth. The truth should appear on the Paras. Not in this issue, but the truth. I don't know the truth. All right, yes, one second. Listen, I'm not going to discuss my children. When it appears, if you are interested, you'll look down. Okay, now. All right. Oh, it's already 4:01. So, I have to stop. What do you say? What is it? What do you mean, say all that? What?
Before Rosh Hashanah.
So what do you want to do? To give Ashkot to Shalom? Listen, I'm stopping now, not because I don't want to proceed with you more, but I feel that you have other classes, so you want me to continue, I'll continue. You're not a Scottish, you're not a Syrian. But I was told that I have to finish at 12:15. I was told so. Listen, I only know what I'm for. You are only in minority. Of course, according to Rabbi Yasin Shah, King of Kosh the Kasper, because it's not in the Isa. What he means is not Kasper Shalom of the Isa. It means it's not in the Isa that is the first material. So it's what the Rambam calls the Isa. So according to the Kiyah to the Isa, what comes to the Isa, which is in the Isa that is the first material. So then the Chachamim had no kiyach to the Rikia with the race, to come back there. So the Mimua says, Shavu Rabbonu Mulosi Bil Azmus. So again we saw that according to Rabbi Gershon, he doesn't mean he's in Kaddish of Nar. But like Rinses Pshat in Bo Basre, who also shall be Hegel. So maybe the Chachamim had the kiyach to the Rikia. To be Eichel Kedusha. All right, but it's not on the basis of Hefka Beis Nefka. But according to Rashi, or because Kolam Kaddish Hodas Hachomim Kaddish, but according to Rashi and Teisves, the Kedushin spoke on Mafreya because he's considered as in Kaddish Hod Nai, Amnas Harini Bialach Amnas Yitzchak Hachomim. So it is analogous to the case of Harini Bialach Amnas שיהיה צעבו. הוא רוצה אהב בקדשס, לא רוצה אהב אינם בקדשס. So what different does it make? Whether the תנאי is על הנדיר לך על מה שיהיה צעבו, או the תנאי is על הנדיר לך על מה שיהיה צריך חומים. לא רוצה חומים. So in the קדשס, so the male of the deal is a blessing. Now, so taste this in Gittin as the Kashi. If it's Bokal Matreya, so Yechil Mamzir Mitoya. So the Reed is Teres Marash. So there'll be Yita Kedin. So nothing wrong with it. And Rabbi Tam is Chelik. And Rabbi Tam says, in such a case, where the Baal deliberately is Nivato, the Shliches, Shalom Bifnei Ashliach, in order to manipulate of course, we should mafreya, so then the chachomim will not mafreya the gushu. That's how it comes. I mentioned what the Prashanarov said, and that it's a, and the heter is not so strong. But the other reasons as to why it's not so strong. Last week I mentioned that it's not strong because the Prashanarov's chidesh is big chidesh, it's not mentioned by anyone at the Rishayim. The Tikkun Rabbi Tam would agree that where the parties are completely innocent, so then the Chachomim warm up Kiddush. Rabbi Tam didn't say that. Rabbi Tam says that wherever the Baal does it deliberately, so then the Chachomim will not mafkir the Kiddush. He doesn't say only when he does it deliberately and he's not innocent. It's mashma, even if he's completely innocent, as long as he does it with the motive to affect the afkastushin mafreya, so then the chachomim not mafkirish. But the other reasons as to why the heta by the Prashanarov, and he didn't pass from the maise, only the aloche, and the maise it wasn't in there because it in that particular situation it could not be done anyway, but for the future he said if other chachomim will join him, so he said there is a basis to be matia, by advising the husband to appoint a shliach and then to Levatel, the Shliches, Bifnei Decho. So then, even according to Rebbe, according to one Loshin Teisves, so we say Makia Bezniyote. But then again, other Rishayim say that in such a case where it's Bifnei Idechot, so in the Raisa the Bittul is no Bittul. So again, we have to be tzarif many shittes. That's why the heta by the Prashanarov is not a strong heta. All right. Now, but the other reasons as to why the heta is not very sound, because the other shittes of Rishayim in Akin Rabban Dishmei, the Rambam mentions one lashon. The Rambam mentions one lashon, and there the Chilas Rashba also mentions that pshat. And the Rav mentions that Afkino Avon Yidushimenei here in Ksubes or in Gittin, so it does not mean that the Chachomim were Mavkiya the Yidushim Mafreya. But the Afkino called him Kaddish, like the Avon Yidushimenei, but Afkino Avon Yidushimenei is in the subjunctive. In other words, because the Baal knows that the Chachomim may be keyach to the Mafkiya Dibushim, and if the Chachomim will decide to be Mafkiya Dibushim, then they can do that. So we may lead when the Baal gives a get on it now, in Loyarza, Bisech Shleishim Yei, Hareyat Mugreshes, and then he tried to come within 30 days and to defeat the get, but he was anonymous, he became sick, so he couldn't come back within 30 days. So, Midrash זה כמעט תנאי של מה אני כאן סיבר, זה כמעט תנאי. ובחכמים said, on account of the possibility of arguments and of smears and protests, some melee that it should, the get should be considered a get. So how can they declare the get to be a get when the right said the get is no get? Because they could be mafkir edition. The Chachomim have the potential to be mafkir edition. And the Baal knows that. So since it's a strange pshat, but that's how they explain it. Since the Baal knows that the Chachomim have the potential of being mafkir edition, so Mimele, when he gave the get out nai in Leobed, Sech, Shleishin Yeim, so his das was that even if he would the tnai would be miskayim beinus, so it should the get should be chal. Because he knows that the Chachomim have a keyat mafkir edition, so even if he will say, I don't want the get to be chal in case the tnai is miskayim beinus, the Chachomim still have a keyach to be mafkir edition, so because of that, it's gomio daite, that the get should be chal, even if the tnai is this kind of is. Why is his undere to that the get should be chal, even if it's this kind of is? Because he knows that he is helpless against the Chachomim anyway. The Chachomim could be mafkir edition, so he doesn't want to start up a fight with the Chachomim. So Mele agrees to that the get should be chal, even if the tnai will be misstandings. And the same thing they say in respect to the Gemara in Gittin, where Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Bitlei Ein Yivut, if the Baal appointed his shliach, and then Shaloi Bifnei HaShliach, he was Mivatel the Shlichas, so Midrash said the Bittu is a Bittu. So Midrash, she is not Midrashes. Not because she's not allowed to get married. But because Kolam Kaddish Albayit Rabbon Mikaddish Afkin Rabbon Dishonei. So there too it means, since the Baal knows that the Chachomim have the potential, it's the Yecheles, it's within their Yecheles, within their capacity to be mafkia the Gdush, l'mafreya, some mele, when he is mikadesh, so he's dasi, so mele, when he gives the get, and he appoints his shliach, so his dasi is that if he will be mevatel the shlichas, not in accordance with the requirements of the Chachomim. Now is the Chachomim on Misakim, he's not allowed to be mivatel shaloi bifnei ashliach, that the beetle should not be a beetle. That the beetle should not be a beetle. So it's considered as if he himself made a declaration that the beetle that he's going to make should be more and more. That, yes.
Well, there must be slightly differently at that point.
What's that?
When it's written, Bittul means that I do not want to get to be a get. In other words,
what is that?
Bittul, by definition, is I don't want to get to be given, I do not want my wife to be given.
No, Bittul means there the Gemara has reference to the Bittul of the Shlichas, not to the Bittul of the get itself. Whether the Baal could be Mivatul the get itself, so there is a Machlekes Rishen.
Okay, fine, but the idea being that he did not want to get to be delivered, he did not want his wife to be divorced. In this case, where his whole idea is to make a trick that his wife should not be his wife, there's a bit of a definition.
So they say that because the Baal knows that the Chachomim, have the kiyach to be mafkia divdushin against his will, so mimele, so his das was that the beetle should not be effective if the beetle is carried, the beetle ashliches is carried out in violation of the Takonis Chachom.
They explain it the same way. This is how they explain it. It's not my fault. That's the way they explain it. I didn't mention this chat. It's page 22 in the second column. Alokashi, Inki Yechil Mamzil Nitoya, Vizimim di Basachesi Umchapolo, Vishomati, it's not a Ramban Steretz, but Vishomati Shemitao, Vihoche Kamrino, Inki Shavir Rabon Grosplas News, in Oasis Yosel Viz, Hilka, Goma Vyev Gitem Achshov, Kidei Shoyavkir Rabon Gdushov, כדי שלטיה בלוסי בלזנוס, ולאב למים רדוקו, וחי נאמה בקדושי כספו, קרו רבונו בקדושי מיני, וטיבוס נזיר, שמוכה גומר מבט וכנו ידעי זה. And the same thing is true in the Gemara in it. This is how it says. Then, what that, שמעתי שיש מתארץ. And then the Rho also says, ויש אינו, the Rho, וכי אמרינו נפקים רבון, לאו רימי מרדי מפקיעו לו לגמרי, אלו כלי מרדי חידנדי ברשוסי את רבונו להפקינו, גומר ויואי בגיטה דלוי לישביה בלוסי דלזנוס, ואפילו בקדושי כסף באחוסי איקר נינה, משום דלוי ליפקי הקדוש, וכי עושה לי דניסויים לוי לישביה בלוסי דלזנוס. So, since is Gershusai the Rabbono Lafkune, since the Chachomim have the potential to be Mafkia, so Mimele, and then if they will be Mafkia, so what will be the result? That all the Bilas will be Bilas Nus. So he doesn't want to start up with the Chachomim. Mimele, it's Gomer Daite that the get should be a get. Goma v'yoy gitel lishavdi b'los v'iznus v'afil v'gdushi kesef. Yeah, and then the Ramban, the Chubis Rajbo also mentions that pshat. And then the Ramban says that the kashe of Yechili Mamzir Mitoyer is no kashe. Is no kashe. Why? Because v'chibrei v'chayim V'cheinu asur likeinu tredeo. So the Ramban says, what does it mean? If it happened that the husband gave the get on Tnai in Loyove Teich Shoshim Yei, and the Nenas the Loy Boto Shoshim, and he wanted to come, but he became sick and he couldn't come back. So it's Afkin Rabon Vishmei. So it's retroactively determined that the Gdushin or no Gdushin. So does it mean that this woman can marry a kid? The Gdushin is no clear. So she's not a Gosha. It's not Mistaba. In Asur Likayan. And then when somebody, when a woman gets married, so then she becomes also the Krevi Seho, and she becomes Asura Bikrebe Isof. So does it mean that in such a case, so they'll be allowed to get married to all the Krebim? I mean, to all the Krebim, let's say Achisishte. So if this happens, he'll be able to marry the sister of this woman, because it's not Achisishte, it's not Achisishte, she never was his wife. There is just the Gila's loose relationship between them. It's not Mistada. So then the Ramban says, the Efshea di Gdushin Mekonon Ligamre Umamzeirin Eimitorin Di Yisura Di Keen Ukrevin Livrei. So the Ramban says that in every case of Akhtin Rabban Yishmei, so an Ani Di Reiser the Gdushin is Pokal Mafreya, And midraise, she's allowed to get married to Ikea. Midraise, so he's mitabit Eliseon, she's mitabit Eliseon. But midrabonon, so the Gdushin, his Gdushin, it's a very amin, it's a composite. So the Hakones Chachomim is a composite Hakones Chachomim. On one hand, they are mafkia the Gdushin midraise, and on the other hand, so they are misaking that on the Rabbonon level she should be considered with the Veshes, but as far as the Jewish Rabbon is concerned, so this get is effective to terminate the issues. It's a, I mean, it's a composite taconic, but anyway, so it says, the Surah became a trading different. So, anyway, so that makes the Heter by the Prishana Rov more difficult. Because it is contrary to that Chita also, the number of Hashem. The Ramban himself doesn't agree with that Chita, but the horse seems to approve of that Chita. And the Litva also says the same thing, that the Pshat Nafkin Avrosh Shemunei is not the Gitzias, but it's in the subjunctive. In view of the fact that the Chachomim, the Baal knows that the Chachomim had the Kiyach to be Mafkir the Gdushin, and then all the Gdus would be a Gdus Nus, so he would be in trouble. So Mimele, he agrees to act according to the Chachomim, and his intention is that no matter how the Tnai is in the sky, it should be considered she should be in the Gdus. But one thing has to be pointed out, and the Ramban and the Rav, they both pointed out explicitly that this new pshat nafkin rabon gishmei is only in the Gemara in Ksuves and Gemara in Gittin Dachwan Gimel. But as I mentioned last week, the Gemara mentions nafkin rabon gishmei in five situations, two situations where the Chachomim were mafkia the Gdushin years later after the Gdushin, as in the case here in Ksuves. So in other words, he was Mikadosh Dishe 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, or 50 years ago. Now, 50 years later, he gave a get, and Itnai, in Loyovei, Techlishin Yein, and then he tried to come back and became sick. He couldn't come back. So the Chachomim were mafkia the Gdushin 50 years later, the Gdushin that took place 50 years before. Or the Gemara in Gittin, Dafwan and Gimel, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, where he's mivatim the Shliach, Shalom b'fnei Shliach. So then the Chachomim were mafkia the Gdushin many years after the Gdushin took place, because the Gdushin could have taken place 50 years before. So, but the Gemara mentions Afkin Rabon Gdushin in three other cases, where the Chachomim or Makia the Gdushin, then there is a third situation where the Chachomim or Makia the Gdushin, many years later, the Mafreya. That's the sugya in Gittin Dafayin Gimel. If a Shrivra who expected to die from the sickness, so did he get to his wife, and he didn't stipulate, if I do recover, if I miraculously recover from my sickness, then the get should not be halved. So, but by the moment we say that if a Shrivra that bequeaths all his nechosim to a certain person, and he doesn't stipulate, if I do recover, it should be null and void. But there is an undeniable presumption. Why should a normal person give away all his property if he remains alive? So obviously he did it because he didn't expect to survive. But now that he did survive miraculously, So it's what Unafreya, because it's Toyes, because had he known that he would survive, he would not have made that bequest. to the person of all his nechosim. Some may lay the matoni is bottle. Some may the raise, the same thing should be true of get too. But still, Rava says, the chachamim sakein that the get should be a get. In order that people shouldn't say, yesh get lachamis. So again, the Gemara is kashe, how is it possible that Midraise the get is no get, and Midrabon is a get, and she's allowed to get married? So the Gemara says, Afkin Rabon Tishmei. So there too, the Chachomim applied the Keach of Afkin Rabon Tishmei years later after the Dishon, not at the very outset. So there the Pshat is the same, that an account of the fact, I mean according to the law, I mean in the Yishin and the Rambam Yishis. So the Pshat is in a similar way, that inasmuch as the Shchimra knows the Chachon Medikeach to be Malkiah Gedushin, whether he likes it or not, so mainly his das was, when he gave the get while he was a Shchimra, that the get should be hal, even in the event he miraculously recovers from the sickness. And he doesn't die. So, but there are two other cases where the Gemara mentions the halach of Afkin Rabon Tishmei, when the Chachomim of Afkir division at the very outset, at the time of the division, the case in Borbaska Dachman Ches, where the husband forced the woman to give her consent, he threatened her, he'll put her in prison, he'll beat her, he'll kill her. And then she said, Reisani, so then Midrai said the division should be hard, because Agavun se goma umakne, but two also shall be again, so the Chachoni or Mafke the division. And then the Gnore in Yivomez Daf Kusudale, Kufidale, where a someone who was Mikadesh and a Ktano, a Seimo, Midasimo, so the Kedushin was Chalmi Rabbonon, and then the Ktano became a Delo. So the halacha is that the same Kedushin can merge into Kedushin the Raise because of Kedushin Biyek. So he took her to the Chuppah in order to make him soon, and as preceding the Dushibir Midraise, but then another person acted indecently and came and he grabbed her from under the chuppah, and he was Mekadesha with her consent. So again the Gemara says, who also shall we get again? So Meir Afkin Rabbanu Dushnei. So there too the Chachomim Afkin Dushnei the very outset. There, in the two cases, in the case of Bobaschad Afimches, and in the case Yivomez Afkufiud Alev, where the Chachomim Afkin Dushnei the very outset, so the Ramban, the Yishin and the Ramban and the Ro and the Bitfor are made that they're the Pshat is the Emes that they are Mafkir the Dushin. They are only Chilek in respect to the Afkin Rabon Dushinay in the three cases where the Chachomim and Mafkir years later, but in the two cases where the Chachomim and Mafkir the Dushin at the very outset, so they admit that the Pshat is the Almafkiya Dibdushin, and she's not the Bilesh Yisrael. Oh.
What does
that mean?
I mean, Teres Kikur Vosel.
Of course, because there was no Dibdushin in the reality. They are all Chilek in respect to the cases where the Chachomim or Mafkiya Dibdushin years later, Limafreya, there they say that the Pshat is that it's not that they were Mafkiya Dibdushin. Because of the fact that the Baal knows that the Chachomim are able to mafkia and determine all the bias into bias news, so Mimele is going to die of Das Chachomim, that the get should be chal, even if the T'nai is niskanim. Now, there is one more thing that I would like to discuss before we proceed to the next stages, Gedamra Mahone. That is Rashi Shittah now. The Shittah of Beis mentions that there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Not that it really Rashi spells it out, and Tesis doesn't spell it out explicitly, but he implies that. In other words, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. The Rishonim in the Shittah of Beis said, according to Rashi, so when the Gemara mentions in Maskone, when the Gemara mentions Kodim Kaddish, Baizel Rabbonim Kaddish, so that applies not only to Kedushi Bia, but even to Kedushi Kesef. According to Tesis, the Kodim Kaddish, Baizel Rabbonim Kaddish, applies only to Kedushi Bia, but Kedushi Kesef, we don't have to resort to Kodim Kaddish, Baizel Rabbonim Kaddish, because the Chachamim had the Keach of Hefter, there isn't Hefter. So why do we have to resort to Kodim Kaddish like the Rabbonim Kaddish, even if you will not be Kaddish like the Rabbonim? Suppose you'll say explicitly, I am not be Kaddish like the Rabbonim. So still it is in Kaddish to Kesef. So then the Chachamim exercised the Keach of Hefter, there isn't Hefter, so we declared that the Gemara is the Tabas that he gave up the Kedushin was her Tabas even a minute before the Kedushin, so in effect he gave her what kind of a Tabas? Her own Tabas. So it's like a Chosn under the Chuppah, so he has to be Kaddish on the Tabas. So he said to the Kaleh, you have your engagement ring, give it to me, and then you'll be Kaddish on the engagement ring. Without the Kale transferring title to him in the engagement rings. So then the Kedushin will be null and void because he'll be giving her own Kesef. He has to give his Kesef to the Kale in order to make Kedushin. So here the Chachamim or Misakim made a declaration that in the case one the Baal gives a get and it nai, and the Tnai is Niskayim Be'ines, so then that Abbas Dushin should be hers even before he gives it to her. The Chachomim gave it to her with Matone, so merely when he's, so it determines retroactively that when he said, Hariat Nikubikageshes with Abbas Zoi, so he didn't give her his Tabas, he gave her her Tabas, so of what significance is it? So we don't have to resort to Kodim Kaddish like that. But these are the Kedushi Bia, so there we have to resort to Kodim Kaddish like Rabbonim Kaddish. So Mele, it is considered as if he said, Harim Bialo Hamanashi Yotzo Chachomim. Rotsu Chachomim Mekudeshes, Loi Rotsu Chachomim anywhere. But Rashi Shiti is, that even in respect to Kedushi Kesef, so we still have to resort to Kodim Kaddish and Aizeh Rabbonim Kaddish. Now the question of Aizeh is, why? Why does Rashi say that even in respect to Kedushi Kesef, so we have to resort to Kodim Kaddish Aizeh Rabbonim Kaddish, and suppose Kodim Kaddish would not be a Aizeh Rabbonim? Suppose the situation had been that the every Jew, when he's Mekaddish, he's not Mekaddish Aizeh Rabbonim, the Chachamim could still be declare Hefka Bez Nefka and give them the Tabas, the Kesef Kedushi, as a matonah to the Isha. So why does Rashi say that even in connection with Kedushi Kesef, it is still based upon the fact that Kodim Kaddish are Baita Rabbonim Kaddish? As a matter of fact, if you just consider the Pashtus Halachos of the Gemara in Tzubes, so in Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel, in Gittin Daf Lamed Ayin Gimel, so it appears like Rashi, because let's see the Lashon. Let's analyze the Lashon of the Gemara. So the Gemara has the Kashi. So the Gemara mentioned already Kolbin Kaddish like the Rabbanu Kaddish. And then the Rabbina says to Ravashi, Tainach Kaddish Vikaspe. So the question is, according to tasteless, so the washing is difficult. Why does Rabbina say to Ravashi, Tainach Kaddish Vikaspe? Why? Because Vikaspe Tzefka Bez Nefka. So you should still ask him, why do you resort to Kolbin Kaddish like the Rabbanu Kaddish? So the Rashi is how washing tends to indicate like Rashi's can. Now, how will Tesis explain? So the Shimuk Betzes mentions a number of Hashem. They explain it. So this is what Rabbina says to Ravashi. Teinach Kodesh Bikaspe. So then the Chachomim Ebikei Achof Efka Bezin Hefka. So Mimele the Chachomim decided to declare the Tavaz Dushin, the Kesef Dushin as Matone to the Isha, in case, in the event of such a contingency taking place years later, namely that he gives her a get and a t'nai, and then the t'nai is this kind of illness. So they exercise the Kiyach of Ebbezmetia. So then we can understand. So the question is, so why did Gemara say Kolbin Kaddish like the Rabbanu Kaddish? So then the Pshat Kolbin Kaddish like the Rabbanu Kaddish would be not that it is the intention of the Baal to be Kaddish al Das Chachamim. It's Kolbin Kaddish because whether he likes it or not, he has to be Kaddish al Das Chachamim. And even if he doesn't like it, he still has to be Mikadish. At Baal Koch he has to be Mikadish, because he's helpless. Because what can he do if the Chachamim decide to be mafkir, to give away the Kesef Kedushin, the Matoni to the Isha? There is nothing. He's helpless. There is nothing he can do. So according to the Havamim of Gemara, that Tenach Kodesh Bikaspe, so it's based upon Hefka based on Hefka. So Mele, the Pshat in Kolbin Kaddish, Rabon Mikaddish, is not that he intends to be Mikaddish of Das Chachamim. Whether he intends or he doesn't intend, whether he likes it or not, he is forced that the Kedushin should take effect according to Das Chachamim. He doesn't like it, it still takes effect according to Das Chachamim, because the Chachamim said so. And the Chabad's Dushin should be in Matonic Lish. Alright, but that's not the plain Pshat in Kolbin Kaddish like Rabbanu Kaddish. So according to Rashi, we understand it more. But logically, Rashi's Shite requires an explanation. So why even according to Maskone of Gemara, that By Dushibie, so then it's based upon the fact that he says at the Kitas Meshav Yisrael, so it's like saying Hari Bila Chal Mashiach Yitzchachomim, so Lero Yitzchachomim in Kodeshes, but by Dushikesev it is because even according to the Maskone. So Rashi says, Tainach Limim Rav Kati Kikosh Vikastin in a Gezei Kad Bishon Vishon 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 Vishon. So it's on the basis of Hefka Bezen Hefka. So why do we have to resort to calling Kaddish a Daita the Rabboni Kaddish, even according to Maskone of the Gemara, in respect to Dushi Kesef? Many years ago, my brother Rabbi Yoshebea wrote a whole contrast in the Pardes. It was, I don't remember which month, but it was at the end of Tov Shinal, maybe Ov, maybe El, maybe Tammuz, maybe the Pardes of Tishre Tov Shindeh. But it's in that man, within that range, a whole contrast. It was really Droshe that he delivered one Shabbos in the summer of Tov Shin Aleph in the shul of Rav Zalmanovich, Zichrono Livracha, was Mashgiach here in Shimshon Shochan on Radnor Street in Williamsburg. So it was Halochen, Ashkofe. So it's the whole Pardes is devoted to that contrast. There are no other Dvar Torah in that Pardes. So it was on Parsha Baal Yisrael. So there he discussed the Rambam Shit in Kiddush HaChidush. And you see, part of it appears in my brother's Sefer. But not the whole thing. So if you want to look it up, you can look it up in that part. So there he says one thing, which is certainly true according to the Rambam, the Bezden HaGodu, there are two aloches of Bezden HaGodu. There are certain keiches that Bezden HaGodu has as Bezden HaGodu as such. For example, if somebody is really Kambeznagod, so is evil is also. And if somebody is really Kambeyoya of Beznagod and Mishkes Agozis, and is Meire, Haloch El Yomayse, Bidovosh is Din, that is maybe with his Dini Kores, you go to Hato, so is his Okmamre. He is Chayev Remise, is Chayev Remise. So that's a Haloche that he hears in Bez Nagodu because of its status as a Bez Nagodu. And the other halachas that apply to Bez Nagodu. Bez Nagodu has a keach to be a keir. Dobom natoro v'sheval taisel deiris. Bez Nagodu has a keach to be a keir even become vaseil v'sho as liyoba ha'akam. So that in years, this is a power, the prerogative that is vested in Bez Nagodu by virtue of its status as a Bez Nagodu. But then we find in the Rambam the aloha that what is Kibush Rabbi? Rambam says in the Chastumis, Bei Kalef Halacha Beis, Eretz Yisrael ha'amuro b'chol mokin, ki d'arotzi shekifshon melech Yisrael, oinovi midas reiv Yisrael. V'zehu ani ko kibush rabbi. So how does the Rambam define kibush rabbi in Bei Kalef in the Chastumis Halacha Beis as an Eretz that was conquered by Melech Yisrael or by Novi Midas Reb Yisrael. So what is the essential prerequisite for Kibush Rabin? That it has to be done with the consent of Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael, there's Aloha of Rubik Kikule. It doesn't mean that a single Jew has a veto power. So that means Midas Reb Yisrael. This is the Rosh Rambam in Perkalet Nochestrumis Halacha Beis. In Hilchos Nevuchim, the Rambam also says, also discusses, and he defines Kiddush Rabbah. Perikei Hilchos Nevuchim Halacha Vav. Kol ha'arotei shekeifshin Yisroel b'melech al pi bezd. Al pi bezd? What does it mean, bezd? Bezd doesn't mean Agus Rabbanim or Istavus Rabbanim or Isavus Rabbanim. Bezd means bezd namor. Bezd namor. So the question is, in Perikei Hilchos Nevuchim, so the Rambam mentions as it requisite for Kiddush Rabbah, Midas Yisrael. Here he mentions as it requisite for Kiddush Rabbah, Midas Bez Nagogu. What is it? What is the prerequisite? Bez Nagogu or Rav Yisrael? So my father said, obviously, in regard to Kiddush Rabbah, the prerequisite essentially is Das Klaus. And Rubi Gekule, so Das Rav Yisrael means Das Klaus Yisrael. Klaus Yisrael. But Bez Nagodu, besides the powers that are vested in Bez Nagodu, that you hear in Bez Nagodu, B'tiras Bez Nagodu, by virtue of the fact that they have the Chalishem Bez Nagodu, so there are other powers that are vested in Bez Nagodu, not by virtue of the fact that they have the status of Bez Nagodu, but Bez Nagodu are the representatives of Klal Yisrael. Are the representatives of Klal Yisrael. So there are certain things that do not inhere in Klal Yisrael. Suppose Klal Yisrael will have a referendum and will decide to be a kiyah, one of the mitzvot of the Torah, then you could prevail very easily. Likumba said, certain love, Lifi Shaw, in order to accommodate Agunes, in order to this, in order to that, so many things that could be done. So that they cannot do. Even if you have a gigantic assembly, I don't know which hall would be able to accommodate only Jews in the world. So they couldn't do it. So this is the keach that is vested in Bez Nagodu, but not in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael does not have the keach of Akire, of the Fishor or the Deiris, only Bez Nagodu. But there are certain things that are vested in Klal Yisrael. Kiddush Rabbah is something that has to do with Klal Yisrael, not with Bez Nagodu. The consent of Bez Nagodu does not make it into a Kiddush Rabbah. Kiddush Rabbah by definition means kibbutz by the whole Jewish people. By the whole Knesset Yisrael. By the whole Knesset Yisrael. So there is another halacha. That the Bez Nagodu itself, besides the prerogatives that are vested in Bez Nagodu as in Bez Nagodu, which are not vested in Klal Yisrael, so Bez Nagodu are considered as the representatives of Klal Yisrael. And consent by Bez Nagodu is equivalent to the consent of Klal Yisrael. So that's why it can be a Kiddush Rabbah in one of two ways. Either if Rav Yisrael gives their consent for the kibbutz, or if Bez Nagodu gives his consent. And my father said that it's really two parshas in the Torah. You see, the prerogatives of Bez Nagodu, as a Bez Nagodu, not as a representative of Rav Yisrael, is mentioned in the parsha in Shefti. שיפולים חודובו למשפוט בין דום לדום, בין דין לדין ובין נגע לנגע דברי ריבס בשורךו ויקמתו ואוליסו למוקים אשר יפחה לשם ולקחו בוי ובוסו להכירים על בין ולשיפית אשר יהיה ביום מהים ודורשתו ויגידו לכו סבר המשפוט ועושיסו על פי הדובר אשר יגידו לכו מן המוקים ההוא אשר יפחה עד השם וישומעו פה לאסיס כחיל אשר ירוחו על פי התיר אשר ירוחו ולמיפה אשר יהיה מלכו תעשה לא יסוסו מן הדובר אשר יגידו לכו יום מסמל These are the prerogatives that are vested in Bez Nagodol by virtue of the fact that they are Bez Nagodol. They're not vested in Klal Yisrael. But then there's another parsha in the Torah, in Baalei Yisrael. That drosha was delivered in parsha Baalei Yisrael. I don't think that true and Rabbis still exists.
It is in Puerto Rican church.
Why should you say that? Maybe it's a school, maybe it's a Puerto Rican school.
I'll take a look.
Yes, I wanted to have schools. All right. Now, the Midbo Yudalef, Posik Tezayin, Vayemer Adishem Almeishe, Esfo Lishivi Mish Mizikne Yisrael Ashe Yodato, Kehem Zikne Om Vishetrov, Vilokachto Yisro Meleo Meit, Vizyatzvu Shominoch. Here the Torah says, Vayim Adishem Almeishe, Esfo Lishivi Mish Mizikne Yisrael, Des Bez Nagodo, Ashe Yodato Kehem Zikne Om Vishetrov, What does it mean, Zikne? The Pshut Shominoch. All right, there is the Rashi mentioned, that's the Drash. That's also true, but the Pshutishon Mikro is Ziknion Vishetrov means they represent Klal Yisrael. Anything that is decided by Bez Nagodol is like decided by the whole Knesset Yisrael. They represent Klal Yisrael. Das Bez Nagodol is Das Klal Yisrael. That's the Parashim Baal Yisrael. So that explains why the Rambam in Hilchas Trumeis, he says, he defines Kibush Rabin Midasre Yisroel. Melech, we know the Midasre Yisroel. And in Lochem he says Midas Bez Nagodol. Because Bez Nagodol are the representatives of Klal Yisroel. Now, apparently, now my brother also in that piece of Torah in the Pardes, so he also points out something else, that because the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, he says, Loisosu replies only to Bez Nagodol, not to any other Bez. But the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, when he mentions the love of Loisosu, and in the Hakdome to Pirish, to the Mishneh Torah, in the Abdome, to Mishneh Torah, he says that Lishosor applies not only to Bez Nagodol, but it also applies to the Chachmei HaKabbalah. The Tanoim Namoroim, what the Chachmei HaKabbalah means, up to Rabbi Nevi Ravashi, before Simchas Talmud. In other words, so, on the contrary, to be chilek on Chachmei HaKabbalah is more chomer than to be chilek on Bez Nagodol, because the Rambam says, Yisok Mamre is not an Epikeres. He is Zokin, Echocha Mechach Me'ateiro. And Hudon, Behindon, but he was able to meet him in Yisrael Mitzvah. But he is not an Epikeres. But somebody in Yisraeli can Antanoi Mamroi Mechach Me'akabore, the Rambam says he is the Din of an Epikeres. The Rambam says, Milchashtuve, Shnayim him Akifrim B'teiro, Echod Akifa B'teiro Shechusav, והחיליק על תירוש בעל פה והעקיפה בתירוש בעל פה והחיליק על מגדר In other words, somebody is חיליק on חזל So he's not Pekeres So it's not only that he involves Lysosu but it's even more humble than being חיליק on Bez Nagodol But it involves Lysosu also It involves Lysosu The Rambam Shitti is that whenever somebody violates itakone, of Gezna Godli is Evel Soso. And of course the Rambam says in Zivra Mitzvahs and in the Hagdome to the Mishnah that whenever someone violates a takone of the Chazal, even though the Chazal, most of the Chazal were after Bezna Godli was bought one, and Amroim certainly, and even Tanoim, and even many Tanoim. So he's even also what the Rambam points out, but the takones that the gaining of misake after chasimus a Talmud, so do not come within lisoso, do not come within lisoso. So mele, that means. So my brother points out that not only is there an equation in respect to lisoso between Bez Nagodl and Chachmei Akabolo, but even in respect to the other prerogative of Bez Nagodl, namely that Bez Nagodl are considered Ziknion Vishetchov, that with their decision is considered like the decision of Klal Yisrael, they represent Klal Yisrael, that also applies to Chachmei Akabolo. Even after the Bezna Godl was born. So whatever the Chazal decided is considered like a decision by Klal Yisrael. But Kol Bezn Shomad Achach Simas Talmud, the Rambam says in the Agdome to Mishnah Torah, so does not come within Lisosu. And his takone is not come, and his decision, I mean that the Chach, is not considered like a decision by Claudius. Alright. So, Mele, I think we can explain that Rashi Shiti is that the aloche of Hefka Bezen Hefker. Now, first of all, there is a machlekes Hashem. The din of Hefka Bezen Hefker. Does that apply only to Bezn Agodu or to any Bezn, even Bezn Bizman Hazeh? So many Rishayim say that even the Bezn, not Bezn Agodu, and even subsequent Chasimus HaTalmud, have the Keach of Hefka Bezn Hefka. The Rambam Israel, the Rambam Shittim is that only Bezn Agodu has the Keach of Hefka Bezn Hefka. But Bezdin Shalachreinim, and the Rambam calls any Bezdin, not Bezdin Agodl, Bezdin Shalachreinim, does not have the Keach of Hefka Bezdin Hefka. Now, where is the Machlek is mentioned in connection with Gviye Famitaltu? Midine Digmore, so you can be gave from Yorshim, only from Kakois. But from Mitaltri not, Mitaltri the Yasna Lunishtab. However, the giving of Misake, that the Nisho can be given the Ksuve from the Isenim, even from Mitaltri. Not only an Nisho, any Maove can be given from Isenim, from Mitaltri. So the Rosh in Ksuve says that and the Gemore, the Moke of the Rosh is the Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Samchmor, I think, that the Gemara says that a Nisho can be given the Ksuvos from Gamle de Arvie. In other words, that in Arabia, so the camel is the basis of the economy. Even today, the camel is the basis of the economy. As a matter of fact, I was in Israel last summer and I had to go to the Yir Atika, to the Arab quarter, so I saw the Arabs with camels as if they had been living 3,000 years ago. The same way, it's still the basis of the economy in Arabia. What? That's of the rich. So, but the masses, their basis of their economy is the camel. the camel and the donkey. That's all. Not the oil. So anyway,
the Gemara
in Ksuvas Daf Samach Vov says that in Arabia, only in Arabia, so an isha can be given the Ksuve from the Gomo. Narabi. Why? Because it's Omchadaiti. So the Rosh says that the reason is why without the Yasna Lumishtate, it's not that there is Exerza Kosu. You can be gave only from Kakuis, not from Mitalton. Why should there be a difference between Kakuis and Mitalton? But Kakuis, Bisman Chazal, so the Smichus Das of Imalve was on Kakuis. He didn't trust. In Mitalton, he didn't trust because Mitalton can be put away, can be hidden. So whenever a person lent money to the other, it was primarily on the basis of the Kakuis security. Because Mitalton, what kind of security is it? He can give it away, he can hide it, he can do many things. But Kakuis, he cannot hide. So it's the Smichas Das is on Kakuis. Masheinki in Avye. So the Smichas Das, the camel was the basis of the economy. So whenever someone lent money to another, it was on the basis of the camel. That was the main, subjectively, the camel was the main source of security. So mele, it's like a place. So the Rosh says today, it's not like Bisman Chazal. Bisman Chazal, the Smichus Das was only in Kakuis, not on the Talpin. But today, so the Smichus Das sometimes is on the Talpin more than in Kakuis. So Mele Medina, Medina Torah, he can be, according to Rosh. But other Rishayim don't agree with Rosh. Other Rishayim don't agree. What will they do with the Gemore in Ksuvas, I don't know, all right. Apparently, according to them, it was a special takoneh. But, so they say that Medina di Gemore, even today, where there is a Smichus Das on Mitalteri, so he couldn't be gave from Mitalteri Yasin. But why, how were the Gainim able to be Misakein that he should be gave from Mitalto the Yasme because of Hefka Beznef. So that's the Shite of the Rosh, that's the Shite of the Mordechai, that Hefka Beznef applies in Bismazet. And the Mordechai mentions a tshuve of Rabbi Gershom Miragelo, that not only Bezn today has the Keach of Hefka Bezn Hefka, but even Zion to be here, who are the representatives of one single Jewish community, have the Keach of Hefka Bezn Hefka over that particular community. But the Rambam should not have that. Now let's see how the Rambam expresses himself in respect to the Takonis again, that Elisha should be able to give the Ksuve, he gave the Ksuve from Mitaltal Elias. Alright. Perek Tzayin. Miluchas Ishes, the Rambam mentions it in two places. In respect to Ksuvas Isho, he mentions Takonas Hagenim. In Perek Tzayin, Miluchas Ishes, Halocheches, Halochetes. And in Malv Leve, Perek Yudalev, he mentions it in connection with Balchei. But let's see the Loshna Rambam in respect to Ksuvas Isho. תזיין מלכסישס הלוך הזיין תקנו הגיינים בכל הישיבס ש שתיו אישו גיבי כסבוסו אחרי מזבילו אף נמטלטל, כי דרך שהסכינו לבלחי לידביס נמטלטל, ופושטות הכל זו ברגע ישראל. So the Rambam concedes that this takone was nispashto b'reid Yisroel. Still, v'chein shot no iksube, kulon kiksube, v'yeshtom nimtautlen kibikarka. So not only in respect to ksube should be able to be given from tautlen, takone again applies to all the no iksube, that should be able to be given nimtautlen kibikarka. חוץ מקסובס מנדיכרין שלא נוצאנו מן הגירושוסון פושב חיישיבס. לפיכוך אני אימי המעמיד עם איסון על דין הגמורה שאין ירשין קסובסים על נקרוי דן נלחס צספל. כבר נוהגו בכל המקימי שיודענו וששומענו שימון שיכתבו בקסובה בין מקרקוי ובין מקלטו. ודוב הזה תיקון גודל הוא באנושים דלים ונבנים הנהיגו דוב הזה שהרי זה תנאי שבמומן ונמצא ההלמונו גבל נמטלפו ובתנאי זה לא יביט הכל לסכם. So he says that there is a minute over and above it, הכל לסכם, there is a universal practice in the Mikemes שיודענו וששמענו that when a Baal writes a ksuve, he should spell out in the ksuve that he is mischayev himself, that the Isha should be able to be given bein kakoyes, bein mitalvoy. So Mele should be able to be given amtalvoyim, not exclusively on the basis of the takonis again, but on the basis of his own tnai, because kol tnai shebi momen is kayo. V'dovol ze tikun godl, and he approves of that practice. V'anoshim delim unbein hinigu dovol ze, shal is a tnai shebi momen, v'nim tzu almono gebem nam tautlen v'tnai ze, loy bitakal nesachem. So in other words, if it is spelled out in the ksupe, that the husband agrees that the Isha should be authorized to collect the ksuve from the same, from the tautling, so then you don't have to resort to takonas again. So without recourse to takonas again, she'll be able to collect on the basis of the stipulation. Because even now, suppose the lever writes in the shtar that he authorizes the Malve to collect from it altering, so then he can collect from it altering, because cold nice in Malve is no ikayo. Then, Alochates, Rambam says something else. Hareisha likosav kach bishtara ksuve or nosestam. Suppose he didn't mention that he authorizes the Isha to collect from it altering, but he won't exuve a regular exuve. No so stop. Im hoyu idea bitakone zuchal gain in gaining. But if we know evidence is introduced, we chose that the husband knew of the takonezu, and he knew of the practice of dayonim to be given from it out to him, and still he didn't mention anything to the contrary, so there is a presumption that he executed the ksube in accordance with the general practice of that prevails in Jewish communities, because he knows there is such a practice, and he didn't mention anything to the contrary, so we presume that he meant to be mishabi the mitalta. So it's considered as if he had spelled it out, as he has spelled it. Imo yoye dea bitakone zusho gein geive. Vim lab, but suppose the husband didn't even know there is such a practice. Oishe nistapik lono hadovo misyashvin bidova harbein. שהנקח ביטחון השדים נודים בו, אף על פי שלו מספר שו כדין תנו יקסובה שהם תקונו אסס הנדרן הגדלו עד שנצי בומון ממיון. So the Rambam says, but suppose the husband didn't know, so then we cannot say there is a presumption that his intention was to be mishabe himself. So then we could only correct on the basis of the takonis again. So then he says that we shouldn't do it because achreinim don't have the keach to be mafkir, to be mafkir money. They are not sayedam del. So what is the Rambam shite? That the keach of hefka bezn hefka is moso only to sayedam del. Is not moso to any other person. Is not moso to any other person. Now, you would say, but since the Rambam himself says that Takonis again was poshto b'rei Yisrael, so let it be effective on the basis of Takonis Atzibo. So the Rambam Shite, the Rambam goes one step farther, and he holds that not only Bezden, other than Bezden HaGodol does not have the Keach, but even the Tzibo does not have the Keach. He doesn't agree with the Shita of Rabbi Gersh and Ragelo, the design to the year, have the Keach of Hefter. Now, this is one Rambam in Pirk Tzayin Mil Chasishis. Now, the Rambam says the same thing in Pirk Tzayin Mil Chasmal Velein. פרק י"א, מהלכות מעלה דלידה הלכה י"א. כבר תיקנו גנים האחרים כולם, שיהיה בלכת גבר מיטלטל מן היורשים, וכן דונן ישראל בכל בזן שבלום, אבל במערב היו כספים בשטורי חייבס, שיש לגבס מן הקרקע מן המטלטלים, בין בחי ובין החמייסי, ונמצא גבע על תנאי זה יסר מן התקון. Again, the same thing. He says, ושיו גודל עושו בדבר, שמה לא ידע עלי ובדקון איזו, ונמצא מומין יסיינים יצא שלוי כדין, שאם כאה בדקון איזה אחרינים, לחי בו יסי. Here is he more emphatic. Because here is very firm. He says, no, in keach. There, he implies he doesn't agree with that, but he doesn't reject it outright. Here he rejects that. Shein keach bitachones achreinim lechai bo yisei. That's Shein Zahra. Now, so what is Shein Zahra? That the keach of Hefka Bezen Hefka is vested only in Bezen Agola, but not in the Bezen Bizman Hazeh. But there is another Rambam that on the surface appears to contradict this Rambam. Yes?
Is it based in Hagadol or based in Shasmuth?
What?
Is it based in Hagadol or based in
Shasmuth? Is it based on what?
Is it based on based in Hagadol?
Based in Hagadol, that. Sanhedrin Deo, the Rambam says, Sanhedrin Gdeilo, implying that even Sanhedrin Ktano don't have the keach. Only Sanhedrin Gdeilo. The Rambam in Pirk Chof Dalet, Mehilcha Sanhedrin, Halacha Vov, says as follows, V'chein yesh lidayen tomit. What does Tomid mean? What does Tomid mean? Tomid means always. What always? Even Bizman Hazeh. And he doesn't say Bez. He says Dayan. Dayan means a Dayan. V'chem yesh li Dayan Tomid lihavki amomen she yesh li bailin umiabit v'neisin ki v'mashiyire ligde apirtis hados ulichadik habedek oil liknis alom ze varuena beezre vichola shaluyovi lishlishis hayomim kiatas hasorim vaskinim yechash kol rechushei mikan shehefka beznefka mikan shehefka beznefka. And he says vichin yishli dayan tomi, tomi means even now, even now in tofshin memo. So tomi lat manzayin, that's right, yes, sorry. Tomi we have ki a woman sheyesh li bayli ומעביד ונעשים כפימה שירה לגדה פרסנס. So isn't the Rambam contradicting himself in פרק תזיין וחסישס and especially in פרק דלת וחסמאל ורגע שאין כיח ביתקונס אחרי מלאבדי המון. Here he says, יש לי דיין תמיד להפקיר מומש יש לי בית. Apparently, there are two types of Hefka Beznefka. Let's see the Gemara in Gittin. Something that is very relevant, a little late, towards book. So, Hillel was misaken in towards book.
You can't surely make it all year.
What?
At the end of the year, show me, you really could make it all year.
Well, according to the Rambam, and probably most Rishonim, so you can make it towards book and it will be just as good when you make it at the end of Tofshin and Zayin.
Right.
Because in Shmitim Shametes Alokisim. However, the Rosh in Gittin, he has his own Shmitim. He says that there are two Alochas in Shmitim. First of all, there is Aloch in Shmitim, that Shmitim is Nishamet. In other words, the Tzafkatib Malki, Shmitim cancels the debt. So in other words, if Ruben bowed money from Shemen and the Shnasa Shmite passed by, so then the debt is cancelled, he doesn't owe me anymore. Then there is Aloha that the Gemara mentions in Gittin, that if the Shmite passed by and then the Levi voluntarily is making an offer to pay the debt, so the Malve is not allowed to accept it. He's mechuyev to tell him, I am mishamet you. But if after the Levi hears that the Malve says, I am mishamet you, I don't want to get paid, so he perseveres, so he doesn't have to, so then he's able to accept it. But at the very outset, he has to tell him, I am mishamet you, don't pay me. You don't have to pay. So that means the Rosh says there are two halachas in Shemitah. One halacha in Shemitah is that Shemitah is nishamet. Not in the Malki. The debt is canceled. But there is another halacha. There is another halacha that you are not alive. There is a nisa of Yiddish. So in other words, the Shmita has passed by, so the Malvi is not allowed to pressure, he's even allowed the Raisi if he pressures the Levi to pay, even though he doesn't collect it from him by force. But he nags him. Listen, he says, why didn't you pay up again? He's even allowed the Raisi of Luigis, Kikoro Shmita Vadishem. So that means that if the Shmita passed by, if the whole year of Shnasa Shmita passed by, then he is mechuyev to waive it. And even if the Levi voluntarily offers to pay, he is mechuyev to tell him, don't pay me. I'm waiving it. So that's another halacha. And not only is he mechuyev to tell him that he's waiving the debt, but he's not allowed to demand it. Certainly he's not allowed to collect it. Of course he can't collect it. It will be gezel if he collects it. Because it's a kaza de malke. But there is a nisa. So there are two aspects in Shemitah. One is the kaza de malke aspect, that the Torah cancels the debt. It doesn't owe him. But it doesn't owe him. But so he should be entitled to accept the gift? No. So there's another halacha. He has to tell him, don't have to pay me. I don't want. I am shamed. I'm worthy. But when if the lady insists, after the malve tells him I'm waving that, he says, so then he can agree to accept it. But at the very outset, in the first instance, he's not allowed even to be recovered. When it's given voluntarily by the way, so the Rosh says that the halacha of Shmita Mishametes Alavi Seifo only relates to the second aspect of Shmita, namely that he is mechuyev to mishamet him and to waive the debt. So when does he become obligated to waive the debt? Only when the Shnas HaShmita has expired. But until the Shnas HaShmita has expired, he's not forbidden, he's not also to accept it. But insofar as the Afkata de Malke aspect is concerned, so the first moment of the Shnas HaShmita, so the debt is cancelled. So mele, the whole purpose of executing the Pushbuk before Rosh Hashanah of this year was in order that the person should be able to collect a debt or to demand a debt. So that, according to the Rosh Shite, if he would not make it possible, then he wouldn't be able to collect it. But if the Leve will be willing to pay it, then he doesn't reason, then it's all right for him to accept it. Anyway, I'm getting off the head. That's the Shite of the Rosh. That's the purpose of making imposable before the Rosh Hashanah of Tov Shin Mem Zayin. And suppose somebody did not make it possible before the Rosh Hashanah of Tov Shin Mem Zayin, then he is not allowed to collect the debt. I didn't make it possible before Rosh Hashanah of Tov Shin Mem Zayin. So mele, I won't be able to collect Bal Kochi any debts. I'm not going to do it anyway. So what's the purpose of executing it possible? But if somebody will voluntarily pay me the debts, so I'll be allowed to accept it. So then I didn't have to, there was no real purpose in executing it possible. But that was the purpose. In other words, of editing the Pusbu before Rosh Hashanah of Tov Shin Mem Zayin. If somebody is interested in collecting debts, and there are many Jews who are interested in collecting debts, even Bal Kocha the Rebbe, so then it is incumbent upon him to execute a Pusbu before Rosh Hashanah of Tov Shin Mem Zayin. And if they didn't, so they are in trouble.
Paschal like the Rosh.
What is that?
We
Paschal
like the Rosh.
What do you mean, we? Who is we? It all depends on who you ask. All right. Anyway, I got off on the tangent. So, here, the Gemara mentions the takone of Hillel of Pozbul. So the Gemara asks the Kash, Umi kemi lemi reis eloi misham teshviz, ulkin rabon nitishamei. How was Hillel able to be misakin a Pozbul? After all, mi reis so shviz in shametis. So that means that the Malve is not allowed to collect. And then he was misakin against the Torah. If you make a declaration, if you execute a Pozbul, then you can collect. How can Hillel be a keir, a dovom natir? Omar Abaye, shed the altai seu. No, No, I started in the wrong place. Umik, the first kash of the Gemara is in the form of Vovo Medale. Umik, emidet mi de reise mishamte shviz. Vihis ki nio loi mishamte. Yizik adon nateo, mi de reise. So, he cannot collect the debt after Shmita. So he cannot collect the debt after Shmita. And if he does, he's a gazlan. If he collects Baal Koch. So he's a gazlan. And he was misakein, as long as you executed the declaration of Pozbul, you can collect Baal Kolche. So, how was Hillel able to be a keri dovom natir? Omar Abaye bishviz bizman hazeh virebehi. In other words, the whole takone of Hillel was in respect to a milveh bizman hazeh, and like in accordance with Rebbe, because Rebbe shita is that Shmita is only naked when the Yevil is naked, and since bizman hazeh there is no Yevil is naked, so Yevil is not naked. Why is Shmita naked bizman hazeh? Because it's not really Shvel Aleo. So Mele Shmita is not naked either. Not only Shmita's Kakoyes is not naked with the Rabbi Sebimaze, but even Shmita's Ksofim is not naked according to Rebbe Mirais. But the Chachomim won't be saying that Shmita's Ksofim is naked with us. So that means that on the Rabbi level, even without a Pozbul, we can collect it. And the Chachomim won't be saying that Mirmaze, so without the Pozbul, so Shmita is Mishama. So then Hillel was Misakein that if he makes it Pozbul, so Mele he can collect the debt. And there is no Kashi, he is Eka Dolom Nateo, on the contrary, because on a Deraisa level, so even without the Pozbul he could collect the debt. And the Chachomim of Misaki shouldn't be allowed to collect it. So now the Gemara is asking the second question. Umi kemiyed im reise um sham teshviz ut kem rabon nitishamei. How could the Chachomim be Misaki in the Bizman hazeh when mid reise shnit is not Misham? So he has to pay a chayv.